And Adriana, did you want to add anything?
No.
Okay, no, that's fine. You don't have to. Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good summary. Actually, Michael, do you have your report in front of you?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Let me see if I can find it. I think it might stimulate people's thinking if we at least read out the categories.
No, maybe I could find it. I have a second.
Just the categories that, you know, that we're starting to look at, and then, you know, people can be thinking about problems they know of that fall under those categories. And absolutely feel free to write to the working group. I mean, basically just post something on the listserv and say, you know, you need to, I would like you to look at problem X. And, you know, certainly if you have proposed solutions, please offer those as well.
I'm trying to scroll back through the emails on that account to see if I can find anything in a second.
Sure. Well, while he's looking, does anyone else have any questions or comments for the working group? Or does anyone want to volunteer to join the working group?
I would volunteer to join, but this is Hank.
Yeah, go ahead, Hank.
I would volunteer to join, but I have no idea how to access the Yahoo group.
Oh, I sent you an invitation earlier this evening, so hopefully it's in your inbox. And as soon as you reply to that, you should be automatically added.
Okay. The last time I was sent an invitation for, I believe it was for another group, but you know, I went to it and they wanted me to log on to Yahoo. Well, I don't have a Yahoo account.
Yeah, you know, it's been years since I got a Yahoo account, so I don't know if the current policy is still to require that, but it might well be that you will have to do that, and it's very unfortunate if that's the case.
Erwin, on the text on that, please, if I may.
Okay. Did I hear Michael's voice as well?
Yeah, I was saying that to get the emails and to access the list of emails, you don't need a Yahoo account, but to look at the archived files, you would need to create an account with Yahoo to get access to the files section.
Okay, thanks for clarifying that. So, yeah, so you can get on. And by the way, just so you know, if anything goes wrong between now and tomorrow night, the call is 8:30 Eastern, the same phone number. So, you know, hopefully you will get on before then, but there's no, you know, additional information. I believe I sent you a copy of the report tonight as well. You know, just all the new people I sent the report of the working group so you can get up to speed without being on.
Now, is the access code the same?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Okay, Carolyn?
Yeah, what Michael said is correct. You don't need a Yahoo group to be able to read the emails or the posts. But to get into the archives, you do need a Yahoo account. If you set up a new Yahoo account, you have to use it once to validate that it's really you and scroll down because they put you through some hoops. But then after you're on the list, you may have your email redirected to any account you choose. You don't have to use the Yahoo account after you use it the first time. It's a little bit tricky, and they've had some problems with spamming lately, so they may not have been responding very quickly, but once you set it up, again, you can have your mail redirected anywhere. You don't have to use it for this group or any other.
Okay. Thank you for that, Carolyn. All right. Well, I've now found Michael's report.
Yeah, I have.
You found it, too? You want to go through it?
Okay. Sure. Chronologically, problems began with the postponement of the elections by the ED, the PNB, and later by the IED. The ED and the GMs failed to comply with the mandate to carry out a cleanup and maintenance of the membership. The staff list should be posted at each station prior to the election. Not their home addresses, obviously, but just to attach the name who is on the staff. How are the mandates and requirements enforced not only for fair campaign practices, but for effective and efficient election processes? There's a gap between the enforcement powers of the OES once they and of the NES. The manual procedures for the election should be widely available and posted online. There should be a one-stop complaint mechanism for pursuing complaints of unfair practices. There should be a mechanism for the LASMPD to arrange a transparent, equitable schedule of promotional candidate cards, where the ballots were counted should be verifiable after the fact, so each voter can check their own ballot. Stations which have significant amount of programming in languages other than English and a significant number of listeners to whom English is not their first or primary language, election material should be translated into those languages, and then there should be on-air candidate forums with bilingual interpretation. That's a quick summary.
Okay, thanks for the summary. So obviously this is a work in process, so you know, if anyone has different ideas or and absolutely additional ideas, you know, either come to be on the call tomorrow or email the group and we'll, you know, put that into the mix. Okay, is there any other discussion about this working group? And actually, let me ask a second time. Hank said he would be interested in joining. Is there anyone else who would be interested? Okay, well, you know, the door is always open. If you can't make this call, perhaps you can make the one after that, which hasn't been set yet. All right. Well, that brings us just to the item we've already pretty thoroughly discussed, which is what's the status of the local election supervisor reports, of which we've only received 2 out of 5. And, you know, we heard earlier that it appears that one of the non-reporting LESs got paid anyway, and another one, the paycheck was stopped, and we don't know at KPFA what happened. So, Carolyn, you had a thought on how to proceed with this?
No, I don't think I did, or if I did.
Oh, okay.
I'll think of it later.
That's fine. Does anyone else have any further thoughts on how we can get more information on what happened last year and why it happened? Why the contracts apparently seem
I'm sorry, about information, yes. I
yes,
just thought it should be listed somewhere in department budgets or in the national budget for the elections. So maybe our treasurer or the finance committee is the place to direct a query about confirming or not payment for these things, if we really want confirmation, if that's what we're about. But it may be too soon. I don't know when the last payment will may have been made.
Well, the reports were due in January, so it's quite a while back that and whatever payment was made would have been made. But let me ask anyone on this call who's on the Finance Committee, is it the usual practice that the Treasurer or the Finance Committee would know about, you know, whether a particular check was cut? I mean, clearly it is in the budget, but then after the budget is approved, are those the people that know what was spent and what wasn't specifically? This specifically?
I don't think
Michael.
So.
Bob, I would think that the...
I'm sorry, who is this speaking?
Fred.
Okay, go ahead.
I would think that the business manager would be very cognizant of what's going on at the stations, since this is all being paid for locally.
Right.
So our relations with business managers is very important. If the different treasurers talk to the business managers, we can get this information.
Okay. Michael, did you want to...
I did bring it up to the National Finance Committee last time, and basically, you know, I reported about it, told them that they felt that it was something that had been dealt with at each station by the business manager, and, you know, I don't think that they normally go into that level of detail into looking at, you know, checks at the National Finance Committee level. So maybe each station could ask their LSB treasurer to check with their business manager and see what happened. I think the main thing would be to try to come up with a policy that will prevent it, because it was pretty much a case of, you know, the right hand not knowing the left hand. The people file their time sheets and the business that cuts the check, you know, I mean, without having it had a clear enough directive not to do that.
May I ask something? I don't know if anybody knows about this. This is Adriana. If we have a contract and people sign a contract, and part of the contract is to receive your last paycheck, you need to bring back the final report, who is the one that didn't follow up. I mean, how the business manager will know in the station if that specific LES did the report or didn't? You know, it's like in other issues with Pacifica, it's like it's nobody's money. Nobody cares.
Adriana, you weren't on the call earlier. What we did determine actually at KPFK that there was no report and that the general manager stopped the check to the LES here, and that I believe at your station there was no report, but the person was paid. And we don't know about KPFA. The other two stations, they did file reports.
Well, I think Adriana asked exactly the right question, which is how can we devise a mechanism next year so that, well, actually, I think we should go back first and find out what happened this past year to allow these checks to fall through. It's not a matter of pointing fingers or placing blame. It's just to understand where in the process it broke down between a formal legal contract that requires a report before a final paycheck and then the issuing of that paycheck despite that non-compliance or non-performance. So it would just be important to know how that happened. I'm sure it was because, you know, there was kind of several different levels and it didn't filter down. That provision of the contract did not filter down to the level of the local business manager. But it would be good to track it. And I can't think of anyone we can ask that question except the IED, because there is no CFO right now. So at some point, hopefully we can talk to the IED about several things, as we discussed earlier. And that perhaps could be one of them, to try to work with her or suggest to her a mechanism so that this year there is a direct communication to the local business managers to say, wait a minute, don't issue the check until you get the okay from somebody, you know, and she can figure out who that somebody should be, that in fact the final report has been turned in as per the contract. So, any last thoughts on remedies going forward or steps we should take? All right. Well, let's keep this in mind and, you know, not forget about this. And also, that's it for this agenda item. And before we close, because it is just about ending time, let me just put a reminder in everyone's ear that last year this committee spent a lot of time drafting it was revising an earlier year's request for proposals for an organization, which could either be a for-profit company or a nonprofit, to do the balloting and tabulation part of the election. That was separate from putting out a job notice for the National Election Supervisor. I think we concluded, if I can speak for what I remember the consensus was, that was a good process of putting that out. And, you know, which is separate from the question of the candidate that was picked, the candidate firm, their performance. That can be assessed later. But that the process was good and the RFP, request for proposals, was well done. So let's put on our agenda, maybe for the next meeting, to revisit that and see if we want to go with the same RFP or we want to alter it and just, you know, how to move forward on that. So last chance before we end the call. Any comments on that or on any other outstanding business?
Is any way that we can, the one that we are not last year, can check that process that you did? Where can we find that info?
I will post it to the list.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else?
And we might try, this is Hank.
Yes.
KPFT. We might try to get Summer on one of these calls.
I'm sorry, to get who? Oh, to get Summer.
Summer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually.
There's a lot of questions in that. Yeah. You know, we could maybe knock them out in one fell swoop, you know.
That's a great idea. In fact, I forgot to mention, I did invite her onto this call just to briefly give us the update on the placing of the ad for NES, but. We should do the same thing we did last year, which was whenever there were kind of key decision points on the election process to invite the ED on the call, and she did that on several occasions. That's her predecessor. Summer's predecessor. And that worked, again, very cooperatively and very, she thought it was helpful to hear our thoughts and suggestions on how to make the process run more smoothly. So, yes, let's do that again. In fact, would people like me to invite Summer to the next call?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I will do that. Okay. It's just about 10, so I think it's time to adjourn. So we'll be meeting a month from today, May 15th, and thank you all for your participation.
Thank you.
So the meeting's adjourned.
Good night.
Good night.